Well, there is a, from my church to where I went, we lived a mile and a half from Walnut Grove. So that's where we went to church on Sunday. We was fortunate enough to have what you call a carriage. Mm-hmm. That was a two-seated. We went in that until we got a T-model Ford.
Oh! You called it a T-model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hadn't seen a T-model? I know you have.
I'm sure I've seen them, yes. My father had one, I believe. He talks about running up and down the road and what.
Yeah, there's a T-model in this. Back those days, and so that's where we went to church after we got the T-model. And my daddy didn't go. I was so small, and they didn't have a self-starter like you got now. You had to get out and crank it. Well, he'd crank it at home, and I'd drive it to church, and I'd have to get some grown person to crank it for me to come back home, because I wasn't big enough to crank it.
He'd let you drive it, but you couldn't.
Yeah. But I wasn't large enough.
Crank it. Was it dangerous to crank it, or it just hard?
Oh yeah, many people got their arm broke to do what you'd call a kick. In other words, it backfired, and when it did, the crank would run backwards,
yeah,
and sling out your arm, hand, and break your arm.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really dangerous back in those days. And then cold weather, when it'd be real cold, we didn't know what alcohol and stuff was. You had to let it water out at night when it's cold. If you wanted to go anywhere, you had to fill it back up. And you jacked up one wheel, hind wheel, to crank it. Because the motor would be so stiff, then that would let the wheel turn as you turn the crank. And that's where you cranked the T-model Ford back in those days. Jack up the back wheel. And after the crank, you let your jack down and get in going.
I hadn't heard about that before.
Well, I'm pretty sure your daddy has.
I imagine he has too. I've heard about the problems with cranking him at times.
Oh yeah, and that kick too, then it's dangerous. In other words, what you say, if you give it too much spark, it would backfire. If it ever backfire, that's when it come back with you.
Mm-hmm.
And come out of your hand and break your arm, wrist, something. So it was dangerous, but when it's cold, you couldn't, so stiff, you see the oil and stuff in it, you couldn't spin it fast enough to crank it until you jacked up that back wheel. And that's, you could spin it in and take off.
Did you drive a T-model for many years, or?
Oh yeah, I had a T-model when I married.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. But then they done got making, back when we first come here, it was all touring. You didn't see one with what's called a sedan, stuff like that. But when I married, I had a coupe, and it was real nice. And I drove it a couple of years after my wife and I married. I drove it from here to Rockmore. When I married, I was working at Rockmore. We'd leave from down here and go to Rockmore in that T-model Ford. And come back down here to see my people and her people. So I stayed up there we lived up there about 4 months. She got homesick. I quit. We come back down here and move. But that's where we set up housekeeping, Rockmore. And back in, outside Atlanta, it was all dirt roads.
Yeah.
Well, when I moved out here, all this was dirt roads. You see how many houses on it now?
Yeah.
And you could start, say, it from 81 down here to Conyers, and you could count the houses on this road with your hand and feet from Amplon to Conyers.
Wow.